你凑到的人，虽然他可能在大学里面呢是一个篮球明星，但是呢他打职业的篮球赛的时候呢，他不一定也是一个明星呢。
And many college superstars who play very well in the college, do not always turn out good after they join the NBA.
很多呢第一选择的这些球员，最后都没有发挥他预期的这个才能。
And many who were selected first in the draft did not perform to the expectation.
最后就是令人失望。
And they become disappointment.
今天的题目呢，就是最希望的选手。
And today's title is the most disappointing draft.
这个呢，是我用来呢形容扫罗王的。
This is how I'm going to describe.King Saul.
那我们知道呢，扫罗王呢是以色列的第一个王。
And we all know that Saul is the first king of the Israel.
是以色列人要求神为他们选的。
And he was the first king that who was being asked by the people of Israel.
但是呢，我们看今天的这段经文里面呢，神呢，讲到扫罗的这个选择呢，他是大大的失望。
But from the scripture we are going to read today, for the choice of Saul has greatly disappointed God.
在十五章里面呢，神两次的讲到了他为了准立扫罗为王这件事后悔了。
In chapter 15, the Bible actually mentioned twice that God regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel.
神后悔这句话，其实在圣经里面只有两件事情，他圣经曾是这样子形容神的。
The phrase that God regret has only appeared in the Bible in two occasions.
第一个呢，就是我们今天所看的这个扫罗的故事。
One occasion is the story of Saul.
有没有人知道另外一个事情是在哪里啊
？And does anyone know that which is another occasion that mentioned about God regret?
就是洪水的时候，神形容啊挪亚的时代的人，他说他要后悔了。
It was when God described the world in Noah's time, that he brought the flood, to the world.
所以呢，你可以想到，其实扫罗是让神很失望。
So you can see that Saul really did disappoint God, a lot.
所以神最后呢，他说他厌弃扫罗做王。
And at the end, he rejected Saul as the king.
那我想呢，没有一个基督徒希望神厌弃，被神厌弃。
And I believe that no Christian would want to be despised by God.
那么我们怎么可以不走上扫罗这条路上面呢
？So how can we not walk the same path like Saul?
所以呢，我们就希望呢，从今天十五章里面去找出一些的扫罗所做错的事情。
So today from chapter 15, we are going to look through it and see what caused the failure of Saul.
你知道了，我们不会跟扫罗一样犯同一样的错。
So we may refrain committing the same mistakes by Saul.
十五章呢，这个这个故事的背景呢是撒母耳把神的命令告诉扫罗。
The background of chapter 15 basically started with God gave the command to Saul through Samuel.
那如果你看十五章第一节的时候呢，撒母耳呢首先呢重复一次告诉他，扫罗你是耶和华所召立的王。
So in the first verse that Samuel said twice.That mentioned to Saul that he was the king that who is anointed by God.
所以呢，以下告诉你这个命令呢是很重要的。
So the command that say after that is extremely important.
那这个命令的内容就是呢，神要扫罗去灭绝亚玛力人。
The command is to annihilate Amalekites.
那么呢，他在第二节里面，他就解释为什么神要这样子做。
And in the later verse, and then God detailed to him how he would want him to carry out.
如果你再回到《生命记》二十五章的时候呢，你会发觉事情是这样子，就是当时以色列人出埃及的时候呢，亚玛力人就 趁以色列人疲倦的时候攻打他。
And as we read through, we see the reason. And as we go back to Deuteronomy, we also see that the reason why of Amalekites is deemed for destruction is because they have attacked them when the Israelite was in the time of Exodus.
所以呢，神当时就启示说，他要把亚玛利人的名号再从天上涂抹。
And since God promised that He will wipe out the name of Amalekites forever.
第三节里面呢，他就解释怎么涂抹他们的意思是什么呢？就是灭绝他们的亚玛利人，包括所有的人、所有的动物，都要把他杀死。
So in verse 3, that we can see that as he detailed the destruction of the Amalekite is a totally is totally destroy everything.
灭尽这个字呢，在旧约律法里面呢，其实是有一个特别的意思。
And the word destroy here in is a special term in the law of the Old Testament.
在利未记27:28-29里面呢。我们中文圣经呢，把它翻译成为永限。
And in Leviticus, chapter 27:28-29, there was a concept that say devote to the Lord.
所以呢，他是讲到一件事情，你把一样事情永限给神的时候呢，就是你不能把这个东西赎回来，或者
So what happened is, for something that is devoted to God, man cannot exchange or call back.
然后呢，有两种不同的涌现。
And there are two different things that will happen in devoting things to God.
Okay, 你可以涌现给神，为了服侍神，就是 devoted to the Lord 的意思了。
So things of people can devote to God to devote for service.
还有一个呢，就是29里面呢讲到这个当灭的物，就是呢 devote to destruction 的意思。
And the second meaning is devote for destructions.
但是呢，两个事情都是告诉你，这些东西是属于耶和华神的，你不能碰它。就是属于神的。
And in both words, it carried the same meaning, which actually implied that both the devoted things is belongs to God.
所以呢，在利未记里面，用涌现这个字呢，其实就是灭尽是同一个字。
And the word devote and destroy, in Leviticus actually mean the same thing.
所以呢，当扫罗听到神的吩咐的时候，他应该马上想到，亚玛利人呢，就是在他们的观念里面是一个当灭之物。
So when Saul hear about such thing from Samuel, he should know very well that Amalekites are the one who is devoted for destruction.
所以呢，扫罗呢就带领21万的以色列人去打仗。
So Saul brought 210,000 of soldiers into the battle.
那圣经告诉我们呢，扫罗的确呢把这些亚玛利人都灭尽了。
And the Bible did told us that Saul did actually kill all the Amalekites.
但是呢，他留下他们的王。
But he spared their king, the king Agag.
还有呢，就是呢，他们这些。上好的牛羊
and they also spared the best of the sheep and cattle.
圣经说，因为扫罗跟这些百姓怜爱、怜恤，这些东西。
But the Bible say that because Saul and the people loved them.
所以呢，扫罗给我们第一个警告是什么呢
？So the first warning that we learn from Saul,
就是呢，如果你爱这个受造物，彼此爱。创造主人，你要小心。
It is when you value the creation more than the creator, beware.
扫罗就是因为这样子，他没有完全遵守神的话。
And because of this, the God, the Saul choose to disobey God.
在约翰一书二章十五节里面，神也提醒我们不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在你里面了。
In 1 John 2:15 say, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them."
那这句话呢，其实是很简单啊。
And this verse is pretty simple.
但是你怎么用出来呢？确实很困难哦。
But how to carry out or how to follow is difficult.
所以我小的时候就去问人了，这句话怎么执行在我们生活呢？
So when I was young, I went around and asked many people how to follow this verse.
然后有人就告诉我，其实爱有两种。
So someone actually told me that there are two kinds of love.
第一种爱呢叫贪爱。
The first love is more like a craving love.
Okay, 你也可以说呢是一种沉迷在的爱。
You could also say that it's more like obsessive love.
所以呢，我就问他，那么什么是贪爱呢？
So what is a craving love?
如果呢，我很高兴的吃冰淇淋，那么算不算贪爱呢？
If I enjoy so much and I eat the ice cream with great joy,
如果我全心全意的去看一个球赛，那么是不是沉迷的爱呢？
And how about I watch the football game with great passions? So are these obsessive? Are these craving love?
后来有人告诉我，其实不是这样子分。
Or it was, and then some people told me it's not like that.
是你爱的东西，你爱的对象决定。
It is about what or who you love.
那如果呢，这些东西是你人生存的必须要的，好像我们衣食住行啊这些东西，那么就不是世界了。
And if this is something concerning the most basic well-being of human needs, like clothing, eating, shelter, transport.And these are not worldly.
如果呢，你所爱的东西是这些，奢华的这些享受，那么这个就是世界了。
But watch out, if you like or you love the luxury enjoyment, so then it is love to the world.
所以呢，对这个人来说呢，如果你开 Toyota 呢，那么你没有爱世界。
So to this person, to him, he thought that if he drives a Toyota or you drive a Toyota.You do not love the world.
但是如果你开一个 Mercedes-Benz, 那么你就是爱世界。
But if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you would that you would love the world.
我告诉你，今天不是我两个看法我都不同意。
I do not quite agree to both explanations.
那么我们基督徒对世界这些东西应该有什么态度呢
？So how should a Christian approach?The relationship of these things of the world with us.
我想起了我们有两个事情呢，是我们基督徒常常做的。
And as I think about it, there are two behavior and two actions that our Christian usually do.
就是我们会谢饭。
And first, as we say grace for a meal.
这个是我们对我们世界的东西的应该有的一个态度。
And this is an attitude that we should have.Anything that we have in this world,
就是我们存一个感谢神的心去领受。
As we should face it and receive it with thanksgiving heart.
提摩太，前书四章里面呢，保罗提醒提摩太。
And in 1 Timothy, chapter 4, as Paul reminded Timothy,
他告诉他们，他们中间有一些我们说假的师父，他会教他们，禁止榨取又禁戒食物。
And as he told him that at that time there were false teachers that who told them to forbid people to marry the order and order them to abstain from certain foods.
但是保罗解释，这些东西就是神所做的，叫那信而明白正道的人，感受着领受 凡神所造的物都是好的，若肯是做领受，就没有一样可弃了。
As he told Timothy that these things which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth, for everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving.
保罗告诉我们最要紧的，你对我们平常对这个世界的关系，你看这些东西，你应该存一个感谢的心去领受。
And it is important, as Paul said, that when we see things in this world, we should always receive it with thanksgiving.
根本上，这些东西没有圣跟俗的分别。
And none of these actually have the distinctions of holiness or worldly.
我们用这些东西的时候，你应该想起神是他给你的，所以你就会感谢他。
And when we use such things,when we enjoy these things, we should always think about God and we want to give thanks to God.
第二个事情我们基督徒常常做的就是奉献。
And the second thing that we have always been doing is tithes and offerings.
奉献呢，其实呢，神没有特别在旧约里面，他没有说所有东西你都要奉献给他，他没有这样子吩咐。
And God never actually regulate ororder command that we must give everything to him in the Old Testament.
但是呢，神却告诉以色列人哈，你有一个礼拜里面有一天是属于我的。
But he did tell the Israelites that in the seventh day in the week, so there's one day that is devoted to God.
还有呢，就是你钱里面呢，你的财产里面有一部分是属于我的。
And he also told the Israelites thatOf their possessions, there's a certain portion that belongs to God.
神要求呢，我们要把这些东西奉献给他。
And God demanded that we should give this thing to him.
当一个人他愿意这样子做的时候，
And someone who is willing to do that,
他是表明我爱这个创造主，比起我爱我手上面这些创造物更多。
He has manifested an action that he loved God.More than the things that he possessed.
其实扫罗所犯的错误就在这件事情上面。
And this is one mistake that was committed by Saul.
他爱他前面的所见到的这些牛羊，比此爱神更多。
He loved the cattle and sheep which is right before him more than he loved God.
所以他最后就听，你可以说他听这些东西的话，不听神的话。
So at the end, he chose to listen to these things rather than he obey God.
其实这个就是拜偶像的定义。
And this is also the same definition of worshipping idols.
也是后来呢，撒母耳去责备扫罗的时候，告诉他你现在不听神的话，就跟拜偶像一样。
And it was also the same of how Samuel rebuked Saul later that he said that his disobedience.It's like worshipping idols.
所以，如果你想知道你有没有爱动这个世界彼此爱神更多呢
？So how do you know that whether or not you value things on earth more than you value God?
有两个问题你可以问。
And you could ask yourself two questions.
就是你享受的时候，你有没有感谢神呢
？The first is when you enjoy something, do you thank God?
当神吩咐你把手上面的东西给他的时候，你愿不愿意去奉献呢
？When God asks you to give the things in your hand to Him, do you obey Him？
那扫罗呢？他很明显呢，两条题目呢，他都没有通过。
And obviously, Saul did not pass both tests.
特别呢，当他打赢这场仗的时候呢，他第一个反应呢？他不是去感谢神，向他神献祭。
And especially after he defeated Amalekites, his first reaction was not about thanksgiving.
圣经讲到了他去扎密这个地方为自己建立一个纪念碑。
As the Bible says that he has gone to Carmel, there he has set up a monument in his own honor.
所以呢，这个是我扫罗给我们第二个提醒。
And this is a second reminder that Saul gave to us.
就是当你追求人的荣耀， 而不求神的荣耀的时候，你要小心。
And it is when you seek man's glory instead of God's glory, you have to be very careful.
所以当我们看见那扫罗呢，他为自己建这个纪念碑，没有献祭感谢神的时候，你就知道他做这个事情，打仗这个事情，完全是为了他自己的荣耀。
So when we see that Saul actually went and set up a monument in his own honor without giving thanksgiving first, and it shows that Saul was seeking his own glory rather than giving the glory to God.
他希望以色列人世世代代的记得他是一个多么了不起的王帝。
And he was hoping that from generations to generation, the Israelites will remember him as a great king.
其实呢，我们基督徒很多时候可能也犯同一个错误。
And many times Christians like us often also make the same mistakes.
我们遵守神的命令，不一定是为了神的荣耀。
As we obey God, many times we do not do it for the glory of God.
你可以祷告呢，进食啊，奉献呢，侍奉啊，但是呢，你可能是为了自己的荣耀，好像觉得法利赛人一样。
And maybe you have also prayed, you fast, and you give offering, you serve very well, and just like the Pharisees.
有的时候我觉得呢，我们人呢，这心呢，好像圣经所讲的，被万物的诡诈。所以呢，连你自己呢，你也不知道呢，你的动机是什么的。
And many times, as we think about it, a human heart is the most evil and cunning among all.And many times we don't even know how our heart thinks.
所以你怎么知道你是为了神的荣耀还是为了自己的荣耀呢？
And how do you know that whether or not that you're doing it for God's glory or your own glory?
我想呢，因为犯罪的定义呢，就是亏缺了神的荣耀。
As I think about it, the definition of sinning is which is that is falling short of God's glory.
所以当你坚持去遵守神的命令而不犯罪的时候，很可能你就是追求神的荣耀。
So when you stand firm and obey God's command and you do not sin, you are pursuing God's glory.
所以你可以问呢，你侍奉的时候呢，你心里面是怎么想呢？
And you could ask yourself, when you serve, how would you think, how would you feel in your heart?
你是不是在心里面充满埋怨呢、啊、苦毒啊
？And do you feel your heart? I mean, is your heart what is your heart filled with grumbling or bitterness?
如果是这样的事的时候，你很可能是为了你自己啊。
And if you are doing it in such manner, you are most likely actually doing it for your own glory.
如果你侍奉的时候没有人见到，也没有人。称赞你也没有什么特别的成果的时候，你会继续的坚持去侍奉神呢，还是停止呢？
And when you serve and no one come and compliment or praise you for what you have done and you see no results, and then you stop serving, perhaps you are doing it for yourself too.
但是呢，如果呢你坚持下去的时候，很可能你就是为了神。
But if you persevere.And you continue to serve, and you most likely are actually doing it for God's glory.
扫罗第三个给我们的警告呢，就是当你扭曲了神的命令的时候呢，你要小心。
And the third thing that we learn from Saul is when you twist God's command, you have to be very careful.
扫罗见到撒母耳的时候呢，他第一句话的其实就是说。神的命令我已经遵守了。
The first thing that Saul spoke to Samuel when they met was, I have carried out the Lord's instructions.
你看这个故事的时候，你不会问吗？这么明显他没有完全遵守神的命令，为什么他会讲这句话呢？
And as you go through the story and you realize that he did not actually do that, so but why did he say such things?
我想因为呢，在扫罗的心里面呢，他已经扭曲了神的命令的时候呢，他是完全觉得他自己已经遵守神的命令了。
As I think about it, I think is in Saul's heart that he thought that he followed the commands, but unknowingly he has already twisted. the commands from God.
比方说呢，他保存这个亚玛利王亚甲的命。
So for his like he spared the life of the Amalekite's king.
那如果你看旧约里面另外一个故事，就是神要约书亚去攻打爱城的时候，这个故事。
And you also look at the story of Joshua attack the city of Ai.
神也是叫约书亚把这个城呢灭尽。
God actually ordered Joshua the same thing to have a total destruction to the city of Ai.
但是当时的，如果你看这个故事的时候，你发觉当时的以色列人呢，确实把这个爱城的王呢，就是住了，那么就带到去约书亚的面前。
And at that time, the Israelites also did the same thing that they captured the Ai king alive and brought him back before Joshua.
但是神都没有说约书亚，你没有听我的话。
But God did not actually say that Joshua disobeyed him.
所以呢，他大概想，我现在做的事情也没有什么分别哦。
And perhaps maybe something like, okay, there's not too much of difference for what I'm doing right now than what Joshua have did.
有关这些牛羊的问题。
And about the cattle and sheep.
其实他们，我在战场上面把他杀死，还是带到神的祭坛上面把他杀死。只是一个实践上面的问题啊。
Perhaps it really doesn't matter that I kill them in the battlefield or I bring them back and kill them and sacrifice before the altar.
所以他觉得，其实我完全遵守神的吩咐。
So maybe Saul was thinking that I actually follow and I obey all the commands of God.
当一个人爱世界的时候呢，他会把神一个很简单的命令去扭曲的。
And when someone starts to love the world,they will start to press the command of God. Because it's for their benefits.
有人可能告诉自己，我不是不侍奉神啊。
And someone might be telling himself, I'm not refusing to serve.
我只是等到我退休以后，我就侍奉神了。
I just want to wait after my retirement.
那么当我退休的时候，我全时间侍奉神，不是更好吗？
And even better, after I retire, I could even serve full-time, which is, even a better thing.
有人可能说，我不是不奉献呢。
And someone might say that I'm not refusing to give the offerings.
如果神祝福我，升官发财的时候，我将来不单只十一奉献呢，十二奉献都可以啊。
But if God gave me the promotion, or he grant me the prosperity,Not only 1/10, I think I would be willing, more than willing to give 2/10 of what I earn.
萨摩尔呢，把属灵的一个很重要的原则告诉我们。
And Samuel told us a very important principle, a very important spiritual principle.
十五章二十二节讲到，耶和华喜悦凡事和平安之，此如喜悦人听从他的话呢。听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
圣经告诉我们，你不要以为神缺钱，所以要你奉献。
And the Bible told us that, do not think that we give the offering is because God is poor.
也不要以为呢，神没有能力，所以需要你去侍奉他。
And do not think that because God is not able, that was why He wanted us to serve Him.
其实这个世界上面所有东西是属于他。
Actually, all things and everything in this earth belong to God.
没有一个才能不是从神而来。
And all talents came from God.
神对我们的要求，只是要看我们愿不愿意去遵守他的话。
And God's simple demand from us is to want us to obey His commands.
因为只有你遵守他的话的时候，才证明你是爱神多过这个世界。
As if we obey His words, it shows that we love Him more than the world.
保罗给我们最后的一个提醒。
And the last warning that the last reminder that we learn from Saul,
就是如果你惧怕人而不惧怕神的时候，你要非常的小心。
And when you fear man instead of fear God, you are to be very careful.
二十四节里面，扫罗告诉我们为什么他不遵守神的话。
And in the verse 24, and Bible told us that why he did not obey God.
我有罪了，因为我因惧怕百姓听从他们的话，就违背了耶和华的命令和你的言语。
He said, I have sinned, I violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the man, and so I gave in to them.
扫罗这个解释其实是很多人做决定的方法。
And the same explanation is also how many people made their decisions.
他们不是按真理，那么他们是按大多数人的取向。
They do not follow the truth, but they follow the popular votes.
我们知道，我们这个礼拜呢，美国的最高法院通过同性的婚姻是美国宪法的权利。
And we also learned that this week the U.S. Supreme Court passed a ruling.Of making the gay marriage a constitutional right.
我相信呢，这个决定呢，不是按真理，乃是按呢，这个大部分人的取向。
I believe the ruling was not based off the truth, it was based on the popularity.
原因就是，如果这个是一个宪法的权利。如果同性婚姻是一个宪法的权利，
If this is already a constitutional right,
为什么这群的法官不在十多年前就通过这个法案呢？
So why did the judges not pass a ruling over 10 years ago?
为什么到2015年的时候他们才醒着，觉得哎，这个事情是我们美国人宪法的权利哦？
Why they have suddenly realized in 2015that this is a right of the American constitutional.
美国的宪法很多年都没有改变过。
There's nothing actually changed in the constitutional rights.
唯一改变的就是这个 popular vote, 就是大部分人现在所相信的。从前是反对同性婚姻，现在是赞同。
It changes because the popular votes have leaning towards agreeing the gay marriage.In the recent years, and it was not the same happened over 10 years ago.
当你怕人跳过怕神的时候，你就会做一些决定呢，听人的话不听神的话。
So when you started to fear man more than you fear God, you will listen to the crowd.
我看到这里的时候，我问我自己，为什么我会怕人不怕神呢？
And I ask myself when I see this as.Why do I fear man more than I fear God?
因为我们相信呢，我们的神呢是很大量宽宏大量的。
Because we always think that our God is full of mercy, and He has abundant grace for us.
所以呢，虽然我犯罪，只要我承认我的罪，神一定赦免我的。
So even though I've sinned, And as I come before him, he will pardon my sin.
但是我的老板呢，我的朋友啊，他们不一样啊。
But my boss and my friends, they are not the same.
所以我永远是选择呢，不要得罪我的老板啊，朋友啊，反而去得罪神。
So I choose not to offend my boss, I choose not to offend my friends, but I choose to offend God.
这个很可能也是扫罗的当时的
And this was most likely the same feeling of what Saul had.
你看见呢，当撒母耳指出他犯罪的时候呢，他只是很轻松的，他说，我有罪了，现在求你赦免我的罪，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华。
As we see the scriptures, and when after Samuel rebuked him, Saul said this very lightly. He said that now I beg you, forgive my sin.And come back with me, so that I may worship the Lord.
所以你看，扫罗这句话反映一件事情， 他根本上不介意神厌弃他。
And from the scripture, we realize that Saul did not,
did not care.
Yeah, he did not really care that if God despised him or not.
他唯一所担心的就是他不要在他的百姓面前掉脸。
And the only concern that he, that he doesn't want to be disgraced, before his people.
神是不是一个宽宏大量的一个神呢？
Is our God the God who is full of mercy and grace?
是啊，但是是对这些治罪的人。
Of course, but it's only to those who know, acknowledge their sin and repent.
虽然你看见大卫跟扫罗就是有一个很大的分别。
And this is when we see a great distinction between David and Saul.
两个人都犯罪。
Both have sinned.
但是神没有厌弃大卫，却厌弃。
But God did not reject or despise David, but he despised Saul.
你看大卫他犯了罪以后，他知道自己有罪的时候所讲的话，你就知道他是是一个忏悔的一个人。
And as we learn from David, what he say after his sin, we realize that he is the one that who is truly repent.
诗篇五十篇十七节讲到神啊。忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
As the verse say, a broken and contrite heart, you God will not despise.
大卫知道自己有罪。
David knew he had sinned.
因为他敬畏神。
Because of his fears to God.
他明白神是轻慢不得的。
And he knew that God is not to be taken lightly.
所以他情愿在众人面前承认自己有罪。
And he was willing to repent before people.
他希望的就是得到神的赦免。
But what he hoped was the forgiveness from God.
但是扫罗呢，却因为怕人，他就最后被神厌弃。
But Saul, because of his fear to people, and he was rejected by God.
扫罗本来是以色列第一位王帝。
Saul was the first king of the Israel.
他有这个可能是一代一代做王做下去。
And he could be king and continue generations to generations.
但是最后，神说我厌弃你做王。
But after that, God said that he rejected him as the king.
我要把你的王位拿回来，赐给一个更好的人。
God wanted to take away his throne, and he actually gave it to someone.
从这天开始呢，扫罗在撒母耳记上的导师就慢慢就好像离开神的这个计划了。
Since the day Saul, Saul's role in the whole stage of 1 Samuel slowly fading out.
最后他就死在腓利士人的手上。
And at the end he died in the hand of the Philistines.
我希望呢扫罗这个故事可以成为我们的警告。
I hope the story of Saul will becomeA reminder of ourselves.
于是啊，我们会小心自己。
So we may be watchful and be careful.
我们不会爱这个世界超过爱神。
So we do not love the world more than we love God.
因为如果你走上这条路的时候，你很自然的，你就会追求人的荣耀，不追求神的荣耀。
Because when you start on this path, that you will start seeking man's glory, not the glory of God.
你会扭曲神的命令去安慰自己，只是我有遵守神的命令呢。
And you also started to twist the commandments from God.
最后你会成为一个怕人但是不怕神的人。
And you eventually become someone that who fear the man, not God.
希望我们不会好像扫罗一样。
And I hope that we will not be like Saul.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们住在这个世界上面就会受这个世界的影响。
As we live in this world, that we know that we will be affected and influenced by the world.
但是我们求主保守我们的心，以知道我们对这个世界上面的东西有一个正确的态度。
But Lord, we ask you to guard our hearts so we may have the rightattitude and also the right way of how we treat these things in the world.
帮助我们成为一个惧怕神不惧怕人的人。
Please help us to be one who fear God more than we fear man.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们现在呢是教会每一个月一次的圣餐。
Today is our communion time that we have once a month.
圣餐呢是纪念主耶稣的身体和血。
And the communion is to remember the Lord's Supper is a memory and focusing on the suffering of Christ.
我们欢迎呢每一个重新得救的基督徒又已经接受水礼的你可以参与我们的圣餐。
And we welcome anyone that who have accepted Lord Jesus Christ and that you have already baptized, and we welcome you to participate in the communion with us.
如果你还没有的时候，当饼和杯传到你的旁边的时候，你不用拿。
But if you have not, I ask you to pass along the bread and the cups.
现在请听我念一段的经文，是《哥林多前书》11:23-32。
And please listen to the next scripture that I'm going to read, which is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11:23-32.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，都是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人，不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。人应当自己审查，然后吃这饼、喝这杯，因为人吃喝。”若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此，在你们中间有好些软弱的，有患病的，死的也不小。你们若是先分辨自己，就必自愈受审。你们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们与世人一同定罪。我们现在请负责的执事来到前面。
Can we ask the deacons to come before?
请 Simon 为您祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you. If we hear about the message, let us all come together with a contrite heart. Heart that because of what we have sinned, that we cannot come to you, but to really totally turn ourselves and give ourselves up to you. Before that, we cannot come to you.Lord, we thank you for what Jesus Christ has done on the cross. That because of the body, because of that is symbolized by the bread, that we can come before you, be able to have the union, that we can truly have this wow, amazing grace. Thank you, and we ask that you just continue with us as we continue to worship through our prayer.
Thank you.
Amen.
主耶稣注射了这擘开说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们应当如此行为的是纪念我 And when Jesus had given thanks he broke it and said This is my body which is for you Do this in remembrance of me 我们一同领受主的现在请 Dennis 为背祷。
天父，我们感谢你给我们献的恩典的主，献的主，最重要的，你给我们耶稣基督，献了你自己的，原因是为了对，让我们再有这个福分，用这个杯来纪念到。在十字架上付出的代价，说对，应得就是要死，是你用了主耶稣基督自己的儿子代替我们，感谢你，让我们在喝这杯的时候，你直接纪念到耶稣所付出的大的生命，是为了使我们。让我们每一天的生活可以活出一个值得他为我们代死的代价。这样祷告。
也照样拿起杯来说这杯是用我的血所立的新约你们每逢喝的时候要如此行为的是纪念我 In the same way also he took the cup after supper saying This cup is the new covenant in my blood Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me 我们一同领受主的杯每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死指灯到他来 For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup You proclaim the Lord's death until he comes 我们一同最后一同站立接受主的祝福 Let us stand and pray